This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, a frequent guest, it's been a little while, but definitely been on several times here on Senior Talk, our friend Cameron Grunberg from the Palisades at Broadmoor Park. Cameron, thank you so much for coming back in the studio this morning. Welcome back to Senior Talk.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's dive in here. We have a lot to cover today with a different focus than we usually do when we're talking about the Palisades at Broadmoor Park. But for our listeners who may not have tuned in before in the past, take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what brought you to doing what it is you do today.
So I first started working with seniors in the medical equipment business. I started back in 2009, and really we provided respiratory equipment and created a passion for helping seniors in their own home and giving them the better quality of life. And as my career was progressing, I was looking into a different way of helping seniors and found that now I can help them find their forever home.
Excellent, excellent. Now tell us a little bit about the Palisades at Broadmoor Park.
So the Palisades at Broadmoor Park is a resort-style senior living community with three levels of living. We have independent living, assisted living, and memory care, and we are right at the base of Cheyenne Mountain. It's a beautiful community.
Beautiful location, beautiful surroundings, definitely a good neighborhood to be in. Now, do you find that folks, when they're looking at senior living, that more people are attracted to, I'll say, the continuum of care, the independent living, the assisted living, the memory care, and you have some kind of cottage homes as well?
Yes.
Where you can kind of progress if and when those extra needs come up.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it was designed. It's designed so that somebody can start still very independent, even in a detached patio home, like you're saying, but also knowing that we have availability for care in our assisted living and memory care if ever needed in the future. And that way, they would never have to actually leave the community again. They already know their surroundings, they're familiar with staff and activities, and should be an easy transition to age in place.
Well, and maybe with friends, too. I imagine as you make a new home, your forever home, as you call it, you make new friends along the way as well, and not having to leave those friends, that environment, I imagine, is a familiar comfort that people want to keep.
Yes, very much.
So do you have someone on staff, probably yourself or a team of folks, who help people kind of determine which levels of care are appropriate? So you have those different levels of care, but someone to follow along, build a relationship, a rapport with a couple or an individual and help them say, hey, you know what, maybe it's time we start looking at transitioning from independent living to assisted living.
Yes, we do. I mean, probably the first line is myself. When families are coming in, it is my job to help them figure out what is the best style of living for their mom or their loved one, whoever it may be. If it is getting into more of the care side of things, we would meet with our nurse. She is available all the time and would help come in and determine if which setting would be best for them.
Fantastic. Now, where are you located? What's your address in case individuals listening might want to drive by, maybe pop in, say hi, or schedule a tour?
We are at 4547 Palisades Park View. It's at the south end of 115 where it meets Academy.
Fantastic. Let's get your phone number out there as well. I want to do it several times in today's show. That way folks can get in touch with Cameron with the Palisades to learn a little bit more about what we're talking about today.
The phone number is 719-355-3200.
All right. Now, of course, is all the wonderful senior living options that are out there. The Palisades is really jam-packed full of features, amenities, wonderful things that we're looking for when kind of picking out which community we may be interested in moving to. So take a little bit of time, share with our listeners a little bit about life at the Palisades.
So yeah, we've got tons of stuff going on throughout the day. We have two exercise rooms, one that's more of an aerobics floor with an indoor heated pool, and another exercise room that is our gym with equipment and free weights. We have a media room where we have a stage, so we have different acts come in or music. We also play movies and host events in there. We have beautiful dining rooms, some outdoor dining space. You've got some great views. And things like we have a salon. You know, we really try to make the community where everything is there for you so that you can utilize everything that's within the community.
Fantastic. And I'm going to highlight two very important components to a top quality senior living. The first being food, dining options. Tell us a little bit about your dining options. I mean, this is restaurant quality, high quality meals that you get. It's not not your meals on wheels and things like that.
And I was the same way when I first came in. I thought, you know, I'm not going to eat here. I don't want to do the meal plan, but I find myself eating there 5 days a week. Our chef is amazing. He's a great friend of mine. He's been featured in different publications for his work, his recipes, and he's actually the one that is organizing and cooking everything for the entire building. So the same meals that are offered in independent living is the same thing offered in assisted and memory care. So all our residents have the same availability for food. One thing I think about us is we do all-day dining, restaurant style. So you can come in whenever you like, sit down, somebody will come get your meal. Yep, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And that's important, too. A lot of times folks will be concerned, well, I don't want to eat lunch at noon. I eat lunch at 11 or I eat lunch at 1. I mean, it's like being at home or going out to a restaurant. What you want, when you want.
Yes.
Fantastic. The second component, of course, activities. I imagine you guys are jam-packed full of activities, options, different things. If folks want to participate in those, they really can be busier than they've probably ever been in their lives, staying busy and active at the Palisades.
You know, that's one of the great benefits about senior living is there are things going on throughout the day. You can be involved as much as you want to or not as much as you want to if you don't want to be out as much. Right now, it's a little more seasonal, so we're doing more outside activities, walks, we're going fishing and golfing, doing different outings to restaurants, scenic drives. We go to Cripple Creek every month. One thing that's new about the Palisades is we're coming out with an MBK Fit program.
Okay.
And this is actually going to be a licensed personal trainer that we'll have in our building that's going to be doing classes all day and availability for one-on-one private training.
That's fantastic and definitely a differentiator from what you see out there. And staying active, staying fit is very important. The use it or lose it phrase, there's a lot of truth behind that. And for individuals who want to stay active, stay fit to maintain their health, stay active in that community. It sounds like a great option.
Yes.
I always joke with all the things going on in senior living. When I'm done with home care, I think I'm going to start working in senior living because it sounds like a blast.
Yeah, we have fun all day.
All right, I want to dive into a little bit on the different levels of care. And you talked, you know, independent living, assisted living, memory care. You know, if I'm starting to explore either for myself or for a loved one, we have a lot of children of seniors listening to Senior Talk as well as maybe spouses. If I'm starting to explore the options of senior living, and I've had to describe this a lot or kind of define what these terms mean, who is appropriate for independent living? How do I know it might be time in my life to start looking at independent living?
So for the independent living, it can be as easy as somebody who is ready to give up dealing with all the day-to-day things, with keeping up a house, a yard, your vehicles, your utilities, keeping up with all those things. Getting into independent living, now you can relax. You can enjoy those later years in your life. You have a social group within your own community. There's things to do all the time. So it can be for a senior who's just ready to more relax in their later years. I think one thing that we're trying to get out there is, especially to independent living, there are options to keep in that independent setting for as long as possible. And that just when you're feeling like you may need a little bit of assistance doesn't necessarily mean you need assisted living yet. We can always look at the independent side, work with somebody like Heartfelt, bring in some home care assistance, and keep our residents independent as long as possible.
And oftentimes that may be all that it needs, you know, just a little bit of supplementary care from a company like Heartfelt.
Yes.
At that independent living apartment. And oftentimes you can stay there in independent living as long as you want, you know, when you start weighing that out.
Right.
And as you mentioned, this is all-inclusive living. I mean, this is where, you know, yes, there's a monthly cost, like if you were, you know, in an apartment or things like that. But you have meals included. You have activities, fun, you know, all sorts of socialization and friendships, that opportunity involved. You don't have the maintenance. You don't have any of the headaches of, you know, maintaining a home.
Right.
It really sounds beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, you've got housekeeping every week. You don't even have to clean the place anymore.
Okay. Excellent. What's a good phone number for folks to get in touch with you and the team over at the Palisades at Broadmoor Park? Maybe schedule a tour and maybe come by and try lunch as well?
Yeah, of course. Feel free to reach out. The phone number is 719-355-3200.
Fantastic. Now, you know, independent living is definitely the first step, and that's where folks should start their journey with senior living. And oftentimes they wait too long where independent living and maybe a little bit of home care doesn't make sense any longer.
Right.
And then they're starting to look at the assisted living options, which, of course, aren't as plentiful as far as capacity-wise as the number available for assisted living is independent. When I bypass independent living, you know, who's appropriate for assisted living? I mean, that's when you're really needing, what, hands-on care? Or?
Yeah, you're needing more assistance on a daily basis. And that can be even managing meds and helping with things like socks and shoes or maybe getting T-shirts on if getting the arms above the head is becoming too much. And forgetting to take medications or overtaking medications, that may be a good time to look at the assisted where we can manage that entire process for the residents. I think for assisted, when someone can recognize that their body may not be as functioning as well as it once was with balance and mobility, it may be another time to look at the assisted side where we can provide a little more assistance getting to and from.
And I would encourage, you know, get in touch with Cameron and the team at the Palisades. Have that conversation. Have that dialogue. They're going to be able to assist you in determining which of those levels of care is appropriate. Give you those different options and really fine-tune a senior living option that works for you.
Yes. We want to be a resource to anyone out there, whether you move into the Palisades or any other community.
Now, memory care, you have a fantastic memory care program, pretty darn close to full usually whenever I ask about it, which speaks volumes as far as the quality of your memory care program.
Yes.
You know, who's appropriate for that?
You know, when there is an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis, when that is actually being diagnosed, it may be something that we should look at. It doesn't mean that you may need memory care right now. When somebody starts to wander and can't remember their way back or remember why they left or where they're going, that becomes more of a safety issue. And we want to make sure that our loved ones are taken care of. We don't want them to walk off, get lost, and not be able to find their way home.
Absolutely. And a benefit of having a community with the independent living, the assisted living, and the memory care all in one location. Oftentimes, you know, senior couples, one of them may have memory cognitive impairment that requires that safety oversight, that secure location.
Yes.
And the other one may not want to be in that environment and say, okay, you know what, I'm going to stay here in independent living and down the hall we'll have memory care for my wife and I can see her every day. We can interact as we normally would, but have that peace of mind that they have the care that they need when they need it.
Yeah, we have multiple couples in that situation, and it allows the spouse to be the spouse again and not the caretaker. We take over on that side so they can still have their relationship. They can still be together all day. They can have meals together, you know, but at night they're going to sleep in different areas to make sure that each one is getting the care they need.
Fantastic. Our friend Cameron returning to Senior Talk here, the Palisades at Broadmoor Park. Cameron, let's get your phone number out again for our listeners to get in touch with you, maybe schedule a time to come on by and chat and take a tour of the Palisades.
Yes, the phone number is 719-355-3200.
Fantastic. Now, over the years, you know, I've seen people really delay, maybe even avoid completely, even considering independent living, senior living as options as part of what I'll call their long-term care plan. I want to throw a curveball here and go over some of the common myths that I see out there and give someone from the senior living side an opportunity to kind of rebuttal these myths that are out there surrounding yes. senior living. So we could have a little fun with this. So, you know, probably the top myth that I see is, you know, senior living communities, they feel like institutions, nursing homes, facilities.
Yes.
What do you say to that?
I would say I used to think the same thing.
Yeah.
We're not a nursing home. We don't have tile floors and white walls. It feels warm. There's carpet. It is like living in your own home. And it's even like living in an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah.
You have everything taken care of. We have great rooms. You still have full kitchens. You still have the availability to do everything that you want. But you're living where you have options for whatever you may need. So we're not a nursing home, and I think people would be surprised when they come to our building how warm it actually feels.
And I agree, and that is a myth. Growing up, for those who may or may not know, I grew up in senior care. My mother was a social worker in nursing homes, the traditional old school nursing homes, the tile or linoleum floors, the white walls, the very clinical feeling. It's not that, and go take a look.
I mean, that's right.
Come on out, take a look at the Palisades, and you'll see for yourself. All right, myth number two, senior living communities are for old people. And I'm not old.
That's right. And you don't have to be. You know, we have a wide range of ages in our community. It doesn't have to just be for old people that are really towards the end of life. You can be a younger senior who's just ready, again, to more relax and have more freedom throughout the later years of your life. You know, the old, you know, that could be anything.
You're only as old as how you
right,
feel,
right? Right, right. You know, I've got residents that are in their 90s that I couldn't even have told you that they were in their 90s because they're so active, they're so upbeat, and they may be considered an old person, but they'd probably do laps around somebody who's 20 years younger.
Sure, sure. And I see that a lot. You know, senior, the definition of senior, I think, is 65 and older, maybe 60, 62, depending on who you ask. And that's where the population is growing right now, those 60 to 70-year-olds. So you are a senior at 65. There's a lot of 65-year-olds that still work. There's a lot of 65-year-olds that still travel. And then when it comes to the care perspective, when it comes to home care, the average home care client is 78 to 81, you
right,
know, as far
right.
as age-wise. So,
yeah.
I mean, big difference between when folks traditionally and typically start to need that hands-on assistance or that extra care and making a move that makes sense to a senior living community.
Right.
Myth number three, we're talking about independent living. The myth is, I'm going to lose my independence at a senior living community.
And this comes up a lot, and I understand the fear that some people may have about losing independence, but ultimately, independent living is independent. You are welcome to come and go as you please. You don't even have to say anything to anybody. We ask that you would so that we know if you're in and out of the building or on vacation. But even in assisted living, you can still come and go as you please. You can go see your family. They can visit. They can stay the night with you. It is your home. You just have more assistance if needed.
So you go on vacation as you normally would. The meals, you eat when you normally would
with
a restaurant-style kind of open dining-type option. It just makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Myth number four, I'm moving into senior living and I will have to give up, could be anything, but give up all of my favorite hobbies and activities.
Yes, and I actually love this one because living in your own home by yourself, how much are you doing of your hobbies on your own? Now, in a senior living community, you actually have more time to do whatever you love for your hobbies and interests because you don't have to take care of the yard and the house and deal with all the bills and everything. You've got your all-inclusive place that's already taken care of here. We actually do chats throughout the month to talk to our residents to figure out what they do like, what their hobbies are, and we base our activities around the interests and likes of our current residents.
So safe to say I'm not giving up my favorite hobbies as much as I'm giving up my necessity to do chores.
Yes.
And I'm expanding my options for hobbies and activities.
That's right.
So I'm giving up my chores. Sounds good. Count me in.
Yes.
I keep trying to move into a senior living community, and I don't hit that age requirement, and it really drives me crazy.
You know, my wife said the same thing. She asks every time if I'm trying to get us to live there, right? Yeah.
All right. Here's a good one. Myth number five. Paying for senior living is more expensive than living at home.
And again, I understand how people can think that up front. When you look at a one set price versus a mortgage or a rent that you would pay in an apartment, once you start adding in your utilities, your bills, gas, car payments, car insurance, once you start adding all those things, you're probably paying about the same or even more in your own home than at a community, and all that stuff is taken care of for you.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, especially seniors who have lived in their own homes for a long period of time, which is what I typically see. You know, I always ask, well, you know, how long have you been here in Colorado Springs? It hasn't changed at all in the past 30, 40 years, right? But a lot of folks own their homes.
Yes.
And when you look at the housing market, especially here in Colorado Springs, where even just basic simple houses are going for absurd amounts, you know, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, when you own your home and have the ability to sell it with a market like this, and divide that by a monthly cost for living in a community like that, add in all those expenses that you don't have anymore, a lot of times it makes a heck of a lot of financial sense to do this and to make that transition from a home into a senior living. And even if you need home care or extra hands-on assistance as you continue to age there, you have the ability to do it because you have access to the amounts to do that with.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Your funds seem to go a lot longer than people realize.
Myth, I won't have any privacy in senior living.
You know, I don't feel that way. And I thought about this, and I have a great example. I've got a resident who has a baby grand piano in her room. No one has heard her play that. So you can be as private as you want to be. We have residents that come out every morning. They do every activity. They're at every meal. They do everything together. But we have residents that don't want to do that all the time. And that is okay, too. You can be as private as you want to. We can bring meals to your room, even if you don't want to go to the dining room and be social. We have opportunities to continue to have your own privacy. It's just like living in your own home. We're not going in your room unless you want us to. So you can be as private as you want to be.
Excellent. Excellent. Here's a good one. I shouldn't move until I need help taking care of myself.
You know, at that time, it becomes need-based. And for me, I think if you wait, you may not be able to make the best decision for yourself. Once it becomes a need-based, you may be making a decision based on, I need to get in somewhere now because I don't have options anymore. And I think if people can plan and even get into senior living in the independent setting first, the transition is going to be much easier. And as the senior yourself, you're making the decision for yourself. And that always feels much better than having to make a decision.
Absolutely. I mean, you hit it nail on the head with the longer you wait to explore these options, the fewer the options that you have. And we see the same thing in home care where, you know, you're waiting. You maybe are, you know, in hospital stay. Now you're in rehab and weeks have gone by and you wait till a day before you get discharged and you say, this is what I need. And your options are fewer and much more limited than if you plan it out. Take a look at all the options that you have. Find what best fits your needs now as well as into the future, and you have unlimited options.
Yeah.
Really what you need when you need it.
Yes.
Now, we're starting to run a little bit low on time here, Cameron. I want to ask, you know, if I were to put you on the spot and say, what is the number one differentiator that sets the Palisades at Broadmoor Park apart from all the other senior living options and growing senior living options here in Colorado Springs? What is that number one differentiator?
So I actually think there's two things. I think it's our team and our residents. Our residents are genuinely happy to be there. That was something that actually drew me to want to work at the Palisades. When I came in, not only the residents, but the staff actually feel like they're happy to be there. MBK, our ownership group, was just voted by Forbes for 2 years in a row a great place to work. So we have a great organization that backs us up, which you can see shows in our employees on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely. It comes down to experience and in the service and the experience that you're delivering. One last piece of advice that you can give our listeners who may be exploring the option of senior living today.
You know, I would say start now. Call us, come by, create a plan for yourself. It doesn't have to be right now. We can look years down the line. But just start creating a plan for yourself. So if the time comes, you've at least explored the options and you're not leaving a decision to your kids or your spouse, that you're able to actually make that decision for yourself.
Fantastic. Cameron Grunberg, Palisades at Broadmoor Park. I want to thank you again for coming on Senior Talk today. Before we go, give our listeners one last time, how can they best get in touch with you and the team over at the Palisades?
Just give us a call. Ask for Cameron, and the phone number is 719-355-3200.
Excellent. Thanks again for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.